Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
A journey through the Word of God brings the explorer eventually to the book of 1 Samuel. The vast panorama of creation at the beginning of Genesis has receded, with the worldwide catastrophes of the fall of humanity, the flood, and the scattering of the nations at Babel. Then, the focus has zoomed in on one man, Abraham, his family, and eventually, the sons of Jacob. The Lord sought to raise up a God-honoring nation among the Gentiles to demonstrate the blessings of a loving and obedient relationship with Him. Thereafter follows the long sojourn of Jacob's family in Egypt, where they grow into a nation. Following the Exodus under Moses, they ratify a covenant with God at Sinai, but their failure to comply leads to that whole generation dying in the wilderness. However, the next generation rises to the occasion with Joshua, and the mostly successful conquest of Canaan occurs. But not all the demon-worshipping Canaanites are removed, and they become a thorn in Israel's side. After the death of Joshua, the nation flounders, falling into idolatry themselves, being temporarily rescued by various local judges or saviors, until the whole leadership of the nation collapses. That brings us to 1 Samuel. This book is actually one of four. You see it is titled, quote, "The First Book of Samuel, also called the First Book of Kings." The two books of Samuel and the two books of Kings were originally one volume, telling the striking saga of the kings. But before that happens, we have the story of Samuel, God's emergency man, who bridges the gap between the collapse of local judges when, quote, "everyone did what was right in his own eyes," Judges 17:6, and the coming national monarchy. It will be a fascinating journey.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.